This insert is brought to you by Radio K Pulpit 7 to 9 a.m. Please visit kpulpit.co.za.
This is Barbara Chapter. I am your host this morning on Mother's Corner on K Pulpit. Our program is a faith-based program created to encourage, uplift, and strengthen single mothers through the Word of God, through prayer and honest conversation about the journey of single parenting. Mother's Corner is supported by Single Moms Raising Sons. The program Single Moms Raising Sons places specific emphasis on moms that are single moms that raise sons and daughters in a godly fashion to live with integrity and respect for others. You'll find that we reference biblical principles and we share testimonies and have meaningful conversations to remind women that their identity, strength and hope are rooted in Christ. So wherever you find yourself on this beautiful Tuesday morning, please know that this is a safe and supportive space where single moms can find spiritual encouragement, practical wisdom, and know that you are rooted in Christ and that you have purpose. You can also connect with us via our Facebook page or our WhatsApp line on 081-729-1657. That's 081-729-1657. Welcome again to Mother's Corner, where you are rooted and rising. Our topic for today is single motherhood, unashamed through grace. That's single motherhood, unashamed through grace. And the anchor verse for this topic is Romans 8 verse 1. Therefore, there is now no condemnation for those who are in Christ. There is no condemnation for them that are in Christ. Please stay tuned. We have a very special guest that's going to be joining us this morning. Her name is Patricia Grace. Patricia is an inspiring author. She is a motivational speaker and she is very focused on the upliftment of women. She does quite a lot of work in the community, so no doubt it's going to be an exciting conversation to hear about Patricia's journey. She's also a single mom of four successful adults and eight grandchildren, with one on the way. Patricia's authored a book named Unashamed Through Grace, which is our topic for this morning as well. And this book is written for single mothers who feel unseen, overwhelmed, or burdened by shame. The woman who's doing her very best out there while carrying more than she ever imagined she could. Please join me as we will welcome Patricia shortly. She has quite a testimony to share, and no doubt there's many that will be able to resonate with that and to relate to her story. She's got a passion for the upliftment of women, particularly women that have journeyed through single parenting as she has, and she's written this book through her own lived experience. It's a journey of healing, restoration, and forgiveness, a journey toward wholeness made possible through God's grace. So please stay tuned. Patricia will be joining us. I'm Barbara Jafter. I'm your host on Mother's Corner on this Tuesday morning. Listeners, we have the privilege of an amazing guest that will spend some time with us, Patricia Grace. Patricia's connecting with us via Zoom link. And Patricia, if you've just tuned in, Patricia is an author. She's a motivational speaker. She's a single mom of four successful adults and eight grandchildren, with one on the way. And Patricia has an amazing story that she'll share with us. Patricia, welcome to Mother's Corner. It's a privilege to have you with us this morning.
Good morning, Barbara. Good morning, listeners. What a privilege. Thank you for the opportunity. Thank you for the invitation to have me at Mother's Corner. I like the Mother's Corner.
Yeah,
we all need a corner. Mothers all need a corner.
We do indeed. We do indeed. But thank you for making the time. And I'm sure our listeners are excited to hear more about your inspirational story and how you've taken your story, Patricia, and you've turned it around to now reach out and touch other lives and to share your story to be an upliftment and encouragement to others. So thank you. I know your testimony will inspire countless women to believe that no past is beyond God's power to redeem.
Amen.
So our anchor verse is, well, our topic is Unashamed Through Grace. I was cheeky to actually use the same title of Patricia's book, and I think it's quite relevant. And the anchor verse is Romans 8:1. Therefore, there is no condemnation for those who are in Christ. So, Patricia, there's much that I'm sure you want to share, but I'd like us to take a step back to where it all started before you came to know Christ, before you were an author, speaker, and coach, and before, while you were navigating this incredible journey through very, very difficult circumstances. So looking back today, who is Patricia Grace at her core, and what carried you through those early seasons when life felt overwhelming?
So thank you, Barbara. So can I just take you back to, I grew up in a Christian home and I had a praying mother, and I thank God today for praying mothers. I think it's the best you can ever do for your children is to pray for them. And my mother loved Christ, and you know, her words was also always Diere Salavich Mark. And so everything, you know, when the challenges came, and so when I was 17 going on to 18, I was raped, and that left me with a victim of rape with a pregnancy. And you know, when the court even ordered that I must have an abortion, my mother, standing firm on Christ, walked out and said, "We're not going to do this." Salavich Mark. And that was a word always, and I speak about that in my bio in my first book. And so I believe that my mother even knew when I was born. You know, if you have a relationship with God and you raise children, God gives you a word for your children.
Yes.
And my mother named me Grace, and I didn't understand, but you know, I believe now that through the Holy Spirit that she knew, and the Holy Spirit guided her to name me Grace, knowing that one day, you know, God knows our future, and you know where we're going to be in 5 and 10 years and 20 years time. We don't know tomorrow. And I believe that God guided her, and I knew that she, Holy Spirit led, knew that I was going to need God's grace so badly and passionately. And so when I went through the situation, a girl of 18, I'm gonna be pregnant, you know, there isn't a situation now where you know, the mutrawa, you can get married. There was no way. So I could not hide, I could not cover, and so I was riddled with shame what I'm bringing on the family. And that took me away from Christ. It took me away from a foundation that my mother had built for me and reared me. I mean, I grew up in Sunday school, but I believe that, you know, that God never leaves us and He never forsakes us, no matter if we turn our back on Him and we try and fix our lives ourselves. Because, you know, when you're riddled with shame and with fear and you don't see your future and you don't know what your future is, and you make bad choices, and I've made bad choices. I've really made bad choices in life, but the grace of God remained on my life no matter what I did. And I really thank God for that praying mother and that words. And I love those words today. You know?
And He does indeed. And your story,
story
tells us that that He makes a way where there seems to be no way. And you know, the power, you touched on something, the power of a name, the power of what we speak of our children, because names are tied to identity. And your mom had foresight, your mom had conviction. She gave you a name that was an identity, a label of identity, even when you didn't know where the journey was going to take you. The identity was already established in Christ. And that's what makes it so, so powerful. And Patricia, your testimony speaks powerfully about forgiveness, healing, and restoration. Can you share a little bit more about that with our listeners, please?
So you know, Barbara, when you and all listeners, when we go through trauma, and you know, when I went through that stage of even my pregnancy, my first pregnancy, when I was a child myself, and here I'm standing expecting a child, you know, even family, siblings, and there was such a lot of forgiveness that I need to do, because people doubt you, people don't believe your story. And I believe that, you know, I live my life by the truth will set you free, no matter how bad the truth is, no matter how painful painful the truth
Yes.
is, but the truth will set you free, and God wants us to come to Him truthfully. And so the foundation also of our freedom is forgiveness. And so I had to come to terms to be able to teach my children to forgive their fathers that they've never had in their lives, you know, for me to forgive those people that harmed me, that didn't believe in me, that wasn't there for me, and also to receive forgiveness from others when others ask us. And you know what a foundation I've learned and I have developed. And you know what, I like your rooted in rooted and your development. I briefly looked at your signature, and we cannot build on anything if our foundation isn't right. And 100%. Unfortunately and fortunately, blessed as we are, the foundation of our lives for growth and development is built on forgiveness.
Yes.
And so, because forgiveness frees us, and when we are free, we can build, you know, it's like the blockages is all gone.
The bondages.
The bondage, that blockage where you cannot be creative, you cannot strategize. It's like, you know, I always hear mothers saying, ma niks kom reg vir my nie, ek try alles, and you know, I attempt this and I attempt that. But when we completely free, it's amazing how God can just build and build and build on our lives.
Yes.
And we just grow and develop in Him. And it's all because of His grace, and it's available to all of us.
It is indeed. And that's so important, what you said. It's available to all of us. The word says, seek me, and you will find me when you seek me with all your heart. And forgiveness is a subject, I mean, we need so much time to talk about that, the power of forgiveness. The word is covered in stories about the power of forgiveness, the turnaround in our lives when we dare to forgive. But it takes courage to forgive. It takes discernment. It takes humility, by the way, to forgive. And so what did surrendering your pain to God look like, and how did He begin to restore the broken places? Was there something that happened, a shift where you felt, Lord, I now surrender? Because I remember when we spoke, you shared with me that you tried to solve or to heal in your own strength. When did you surrender, and what did that look like?
So, you know, at a certain stage, my children were still small. And, you know, I think all of us as mothers feel at one stage or the other that, oh, my word, I can't anymore. This is too much for me. You know, when children come with their quest and these demands and this responsibility to be met. One person said to me one day when I was feeling down and helpless, you know, and this word stayed with me. So if God trusted you with this, who are you not to trust yourself?
Wow.
And I think that was for me a turnaround. And you know, ever since that time, I lived my life, Lord, you gave me these children.
Wow.
And everything I needed for them, I've raised them in that way, I used to give it back to God. And say, Lord, I'm a vessel, and I'm willing to raise these children, but I cannot do it on my own.
Yeah.
I need you. I need your grace.
Mm.
And, you know, God and me, we walked this journey together.
Mm.
And we walked it together, but without Him, really, there's a chorus that say I would have probably been a sinking ship. It was only by His grace, and He's faithful. He stood by me, and you know, He guides you. He gives you insight when the difficult times come with the children, and you don't know, you know, you don't have that a partner that you can maybe go and talk about or guide you, but you can go to God.
Yes,
He's always listening.
Yes.
And His word gives us everything we need. His word, I always say, God's word is my map in life and to for life.
Yes, indeed.
So, you know, go back to the word. You know, the word says He will never leave us nor forsake us. He says we can do all things through Christ that gives us strength.
I mean,
so if you need to develop in any way, you know, whether it's financially, whether it is, you mentioned something about which I, you know, I have four successful children. I like to call it more independent, because for me, the greatest form of success is independence. When we become content with what God has given, our portion, our portion from the hand of God. You know, that contentment, Lord, this is my portion and this is what you're giving. I'm not comparing myself to any other person, any other mother, but this is me and this is what I can give my children, and this is what we can do. And God is always faithful.
He is always faithful.
He just wants us to be at peace and content with him and in him.
Amen.
And he moves.
Amen.
He moves us.
Patricia, you know, the word says he heals the brokenhearted and binds up their wounds. Now, you have four children. You said they're independent, and through the independence, they're successful. But that did not just happen. And these practical, there may be women that have tuned in this morning that don't have a relationship with God yet. They lost in the world. They're struggling, as you and I have, with the struggle to find solution, find healing in their own strength. And so when you and I quote the word and we speak about God's grace and God's favor and God's provision and God's protection, it may be a foreign concept to many women that sadly just haven't come into relationship with our Father yet. So can we look at that period in your life when you were 21 with at that time you had the three children, where there was a practical, you know, practical struggles about how to make ends meet, how to take one step forward, how to keep your sanity. Some of those challenges that you can share that some women may still be sitting in at the moment.
So I want to say to you, you know, I always say, and I can't say this in English, swaar kry het benefits. Swaar kry het benefits. So people always tell me, oh, you always have a way to take a little and make a lot and feed lots of mouths with a little. But, you know, that is what my contentment that we spoke about, you know, being content in where you're at and not wanting. Yes, the word says God will give you the desires of your heart, and so we can have desires, but God gives it in his time. And so it's where am I now? What do I have to use around me? And you know what, listeners, I want you to hear this. Everything that you need, God has placed inside of you because he created you. So sometimes we need to dig a little bit deeper. We need to dig a little bit sideways. But you have it inside of you. And so that's what I also did in that helpless time, lost time, confused time. I reached outward, you know. It was important. Yes, it is important to have a job. But there was times where I wasn't working. I couldn't work because my children were too small. I lived off a grant, a government grant to support myself and my children. And we had to go and stand for handouts. And, you know, in that time when I found that contentment, but standing in that queue and waiting for that money was, Lord, this is not the end. So I saw myself growing in Christ. I said, Lord, I'm not standing here forever. This is now. And so I thank you for this opportunity. I thank you for giving me this 300 rand a month for myself and my children. And yes, so we were at peace with it. We found contentment. We made it work for us.
Yes.
But I knew that God has a greater plan for him, because Jeremiah 29 verse 11 says that he has a plan. And it's a plan to prosper you, not to harm you. And so, but you can only see that in Christ when he's the foundation of your life, and you build everything that you have within him. So it doesn't matter how little you have. It doesn't matter if you have nothing, trust him. He can use anyone to bless you.
Amen.
Anyone. But you got to consult him. Not who you think must help you. You know, I think my sister, I think my friend. Why isn't my neighbor seeing that we don't have anything?
Yes.
It's not your neighbor's business. It's God's business. So get and consult God, and you will be astounded at who, over my life, I've really been astounded at who God chooses to use to bless me and my children.
And that's exactly right. It's that, sorry to cut into you because I'm getting excited because of the references that one can now, you can draw from. You know, if we talk about it practically, people will say, are the heavens going to open? They may think, and something falls, and that's not what happens. As you were saying, you'll be astounded by who God uses to bless you. So don't, to the women that are tuning in, don't ignore the signs that are around us all the time. You could be standing at the Pick and Pay. You could be standing in the queue at the Checkers. Wherever you find yourself, and suddenly someone will tap on your shoulder and want to pay for something. There could be someone that's just at the car guard smiling at you, and that's the smile of God. You know, He shows signs of warmth and love and visibility. He sees you. The Word says that He sees you. He knew us before we were formed in our mother's womb. So why would He not be interested in everything that we do practically every day? And it may not seem, if you're listening to Patricia and I, it may seem as if we're talking about something so far removed from your reality, because this is where we are now and this is her journey. But she went through that, standing in a queue for a grant of 300 Rand and then trusting the Lord with that 300 Rand to multiply. He's a father of multiplication. He's a father who gives us abundance, and He's a good, good father. Patricia was sharing about God's provision, practical provision, and now looking back on a life, seeing His hand of provision and protection in the practical daily activities, and trying to navigate the challenges of a single mom of four young children. Welcome back, Patricia.
Yes, thank you.
Patricia, your book, Unashamed Through Grace, Healing the Woman Rising the Next Generation, has encouraged many women. So can you share with us what inspired you to write this book, the title specifically, and also what message to the women that pick up that book and men that read that book, what message would you like to leave them with as they read through your testimony and your journey?
So the book, the name, first of all, Unashamed Through Grace, I speak about, you know, just the colors of my book, the gold and the orange. It's the royalty. Purple means the royalty. So the book is purple, for those who didn't see a copy of the book. And healing is a process. And for me, it's been a process. And so I got to a point where I'm living. So if you ask me now, Barbara, who am I? Then I am a woman living from a place of wholeness. And wholeness isn't perfection. You know, we still have challenges. But for me, it becomes so living from a place of wholeness. It's a balanced lifestyle, physically, financially, spiritually, and emotionally. And spiritually, obviously, being your leader. You know, for me, that's my leader. That's my foundation.
Yes.
And being broken in a million pieces over the years, God came to show me that I don't have to carry shame. And I found my identity afresh and anew in Christ. And you know, when you live from a place of wholeness, you want everyone else to be whole, because you know what it feels like and what it does for your children.
Yes.
If a mother is whole. You know, so raising the next generation, I believe if we look at the world today, the world needs a whole generation, you know, whole males. You know, we're raising somebody else's husband, we're raising somebody else's wife.
Yes.
And so we want to raise them from a place of wholeness, and we can through the grace of God. So I always say, you know, if you're still carrying shame, then you're saying that the cross is in vain.
Mm.
And, you know, and we don't intentionally do that or say that, we don't mean it, but actually you are, because the cross has come to set us free.
Amen.
And the Bible said, when you are free, man, when God has set you free, Christ has set you free, you are free indeed.
Mm.
No man can. So freedom in Christ is really your identity. And so you don't have to carry that shame. Yes, we can walk. And so the journey that we walk is about, is sometimes we still have guilt, but shame we shouldn't have.
Yes.
Because once we root ourselves in Christ, then the cross was for us. And the cross was for shame that we're carrying. So even like with my children, they didn't grow up with a father, but I made God their father. And so that was the identity. And so that's why I could raise them. So even if they were raised by a single mother, they were not growing up in shame.
Yes, yes.
And even today, they can support me, even if we speak the truth of my faults and trauma. They can speak about it not from a place of shame, but a place of grace and freedom in Christ. Because
Amen.
That's what Christ did for us.
Amen.
That's how He set us free. And so I'm thankful. I'm thankful for God's grace that I can stand unashamed. And that's my passion, to help others also to come and live from a place of wholeness, not because of what you've done, not because of what I've done, but because of what Christ done for us.
Amen, amen. And you put it so perfectly. To a takeaway is to know that you launch from a position of wholeness. We're not broken, and we don't carry shame. And that was going to be, I mean, the next question about, you know, carrying shame, regret, and feelings of inadequacy. When you and I connected, you said there's so many women that would easily say, or more comfortably, shall I say, they would more comfortably say, I'm a widow. But they will not easily say, I'm a single mom who's divorced or have never been married or had. There's a shame that rests upon us that is not put there by God, because we know our identity is different. But that's the enemy. Anything that gives you feelings of shame is from the enemy. And I'm sure, Patricia, you cover much of this in your book.
Yes. So I speak to the woman. So my book is in two parts.
Yes.
And so my first part is for the woman.
Yes.
Because, you know, we were all women before we became mothers. And we will always be women first. And so I speak to the woman, you know, to work through her own trauma, her own forgiveness, and to work. And so the book is also, it's like a workbook. It's written in a workbook style. And so you work through, because, you know, our journeys are all different and uniquely different for God's purpose, because he knew we were going to go through this. He knew we were going to make this choices that we made in life. So it's for the woman to walk through your forgiveness and your restoration and get you to a place of wholeness. And the second half of my book speaks to mothers, you know, guiding mothers, using my own examples, and not to dictate, because, you know, nobody has nobody else's answers. Only God has all the answers.
Yes.
I just talk about my lived experience, because I've experienced a son that was for many years on drugs. But, you know, when you give your child, when you receive a word for your child and God gives you that word, and you hold on to that word, no matter if the child goes sideways. I went sideways and off the track, but my mother's prayers stayed, you know, and God's grace stayed on my life. And the same, and I did the same for my children. Even if they went off the track, it doesn't matter. We know we can't judge somebody's relationship with God based on what we see. Maybe we don't know, you know, so we don't judge that. But you treat them and you respect them as a child of God.
Yes.
And that's what you stand on, the word that God gave. And I promise you, raise up a child in the way that he would go,
and he will not depart from it. They can, you know, I always say we can run, but we can't hide.
That's a promise. I tell you, God's word.
Look at the story of Jonah. Jonah was running, and I mean, look at the extent to which the Lord went. I mean, if that does not grab our attention, so if you're listening to you know, we're having fun because our God has a sense of humor, but if you're listening to how, you know, we. If the Lord has got a purpose for you, and we know that he does, and that your name is not in vain, no matter what your name is, no matter what your circumstances of how you came into this world, that does not matter. God's got a purpose and a plan, because he knew you. His heart was for you. He thought of you before you were even formed in your mother's womb. You were a thought, and you were thought in the hands of our mighty, mighty, mighty God. How can you then still question your identity? Know that you are fearfully and wonderfully made. And Patricia, you won't believe this, but we have to wrap up. The time has gone way too quickly. Crazy. We have 2 minutes before I lose you on the Zoom link. Can I ask you please to pray for our listeners and close in prayer? We have 2 minutes to close, and then we can say goodbye to our listeners. And hopefully we will not lose you in that time, and I'll dial you right back in. But if you can pray for us, we will appreciate that.
Our Heavenly Father, Eternal God, we just want to come to you. Lord, I want to bring every woman that had listened to the sound of my voice. Lord, that they did not just hear my voice, but that they heard you, Lord, your healing power, your forgiveness that is waiting for them, your grace that is sufficient for all of us. I pray, oh Father, that you will meet every woman at the point of their own need, because, Lord, that is what you do. That's what you're about. That's what you're waiting for us to come to you for. So, Lord, I pray that you will draw every woman closer to you, Father God, firstly, and that you will grow them from strength to strength, from glory to glory. Mm-hmm. And I just want to thank you, Lord, Father God, even for this opportunity. Thank you, Father, that I could speak as your oracle through the Holy Spirit, and that I trust that we have been touched, Lord, not by what man has done, but what God has done, Lord. Father God, we want to hold on to the cross, and we thank you, Father, for what you have already done. We thank you even for what you're still going to do in every listener's lives,
yes,
and we
Lord.
Give you all the glory in the name of the Father, the Son, and the Holy Spirit.
Amen.
Amen.
Amen. Thank you, Patricia. Wow, Patricia, thank you so much. That was a privilege to host you, and you and I both know we're going to have to have you back, because we've only just scratched on the surface. The time goes way too quickly. And
oh my goodness, yes.
I told you that it would. I did warn you.
Yeah.
It goes way too quickly, but that's when we get excited speaking about the word of the
yes,
Lord.
Word of God,
so thank you again for the time, listeners.
Thank you so much.
Yeah, thank you, listeners, for tuning in and listening to the story. It is on Facebook. You can go back, and if you're wanting to listen to the recording again, then you can certainly do that. And thank you also, Patricia, for your willingness to share your heart and your testimony with so much authenticity and vulnerability. I believe your story will bring hope, healing, and renewed faith to many women, mothers, and families. Thank you, and God bless.
Thank you. God bless you all.
We thank you, listeners. We've come to the end. Stay rooted and rising until next week. God bless.
This insert was brought to you by Radio K Pulpit, 7 to 9 a.m. Please visit kpulpit.co.za.